10092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Life Brigade birthday card hand-delivered to their door by a uniformed governmental employee.
My baby walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. We were shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Money on the floor, up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Everybody but the chief police, you gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knock on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go.
Warner Williams and Jay Summer Hour, Step It Up and Go. From the album Blues Highway. Now we have birthdays for this week. Today, Ezra of Knox, Pennsylvania, Isaac of Crafton. To our favorite corn dog, it says here, for mom, dad, sister, and brother. Sharon of Brighton Heights. Kirsten of Allegheny, and Tom of Swiss Helm Park. Tomorrow, Jake of Strabane. From Yerma, Nico, and mom and dad, and Hannah of Westview. On the 22nd, we have Sebastian. Happy birthday, Sebastian. From your mom and dad and little brother Nico. Grandpa Ron, your Aunt Amy, the whole crew. Happy birthday to you, Sebastian. Elsa of Miami Beach, from Galadriel and Adam, and Arliana, Abigail, Isabella, Leora, and Eamon. Grammy Barbara of Gibsonia, from Frank, Olivia of Peters, Kate of Wilmington, and Shane of Beachview. On the 23rd, we have Noah of Indiana, our own Robert Gray with a milestone birthday. Happy birthday, Rob. Emma from Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred on the 23rd. Also Tracy of East Liberty from Kim and Homewood. And Annie of Freedom from the Bubs. On the 24th, we have Jill from Frank, John from Stacy, Caitlin of Shaler, Roseanne of Ligonier, and Becca of Upper St. Clair from your family. On the 25th, we have Olivia of Allison Park, Terry of Greensburg, Allie of Baldwin, and Ava of Penna Hills. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Going round the mountain to a lead. If I never see you no more, do Lord remember me. The first time I seen Charming Betsy, won't everything that you see. Last time I seen Charming Betsy, she wearing that ball and chain. Yes, I'm going round the mountain, Charming Betsy, going round the mountain to a lee. If I never see her no more, do Lord remember me.
Town.
can't be found. I'm looking for that bully, lay me down. Yes, looking for that bully of the town. Looking for that bully, lay me down. I'm looking for that bully can't be found. I'm looking for that bully, lay me down.
That's Don Flemons. The song is called Charmin' Betsy. It's from Don's 2018 album called Black Cowboys. Thanks for being along with us. Get ready to phone us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. For we are going to play Guess Who?
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
A quick note, we want to thank the Mac Miller Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation for a generous grant in support of our work with youth expression, established by the family of the acclaimed musician following his death in 2018. The fund's mission is to carry on his artistic and creative legacy, primarily by supporting programs that help youth from underserved communities recognize their full potential. We're honored to have the support of the Mac Miller Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation. A quick note also that our solar concert series wraps up for 2022 this coming Thursday, August 25th at 12:15. Devilish Mary, the solar edition, will perform on lawn at Nova Place. We're pleased to present this series in collaboration with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place. It's been a great year. Join us for Devilish Mary this Thursday, August 25th at 12:15. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We'll give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to see if you can guess who they belong to. The person we're looking for could be a woman, a man, somebody from history, somebody from literature, film, Broadway, television, science, mathematics, arts. No matter who it is, we think you'll recognize the name. This week's initials, H-M. H-M. That's H is in Harrisburg. M is in Monroeville. H-M. 412-200-5975. Let the guessing begin. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. H-M. Good luck. A guess of Henry Mancini coming in from Olean in Maine. That's a great guess. And Nick in New York City guessed actor Harry Morgan. Not either of those men. Good guesses to get us started. Angie has a guess of Horace Mann. Not Horace Mann. Good guess. Alan also guessed Horace Mann simultaneously. Mike with Henry Mancini. And Nick with Helen Mirren. Here comes some more Hannah Montana from Nick in New York City. Chaplain Steve has Henry Morgan. Funny guy. Chaplain also has the correct answer. Well done. And Her Majesty, His Majesty, H.L. Mencken, Henry Mancini, and Herr Maestro. But embedded within all of those, he does indeed have the correct answer, Chaplain Steve. Laura has a guess of Henry Mancini by way of Alan. Not Henry Mancini. H.M., our guess who initials. Boy, lots are coming in. Hattie McDaniel. Not the actress Hattie McDaniel. Good guess. Heath Miller, says Russ in Kang, North Carolina. And also Heidi Muller. Neither of those is correct. Those are both good guesses. And let's see. What else we have coming in? I think we're up to date. Oh, there's always more every time I refresh the screen. Here's one I don't know. Henry, let me look this one up. Henry Morgenthau Jr., U.S. Secretary of State under FDR. Not him. That's from Alan. Great guess of the initials. Harpo Marx from Mike and Mars. It's not Harpo Marx, but a great guess. Nick has Harcourt Fenton Mudd. As in Harry Mudd. Was that the guy with your name is Mudd? No. He's a con artist. In science fiction. I don't know who the Your Name is Mud guy, but there is somebody that came from. You can clear that up for me if you happen to know. 412-200-5975. The guess, the initials are HM. Herbert Marshall. Good guess from Linda. Herbert Marshall is an actor and cut his teeth in a lot of old-time radio dramas, too. I mentioned Harpo Marx. And Ricky just took a guess from Lois. Good morning, Lois, in Gibsonia. Helen Morgan, not Helen Morgan. Here comes Ty in Squirrel Hill. Ty, you've got it correct on your very first guess. Well done. Yvonne guesses Howie Mandel. Not him, but a great guess. Linda has Henry Morgan, the great humorist, not Henry Morgan. Bruce, in addition to Harpo Marx, has Henry Miller. HM, the initials. One more here from Aline. Aline has it correct. So I believe we have three correct answers so far. Ty, Aline, and Chaplain Steve. Jim in Crafton Heights just guessed Herbie Mann. Excellent guess. 412-200-5975. Stu, thank you for having me not have to look this up. Samuel Mudd was the American physician. He set John Wilkes Booth's broken leg, and that's where the expression, your name is Mudd, came from. Thank you, Stu. Thank you, Stu. Mike just guessed Herbie Mann as well. It's not Herbie Mann. And Chaplain Steve also sent me the information about Samuel Mudd to say your name is Mudd, or less scholastically, Mudd, M-U-D, as opposed to M-U-D-D, is a reference to Dr. Samuel Mudd, M-U-D-D, who treated John Wilkes Booth after he assassinated President Lincoln. The things that stay in your head, huh? We have a few correct answers. H-M, the initials. Do you need a hint yet? I think we'll hold off. We'll give you some music to think by now from Becky Bueller at the Saturday Light Brigade. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Becky Baller, Mill Worker, the name of that song. Becky Bueller, I should say. That's a single just added to our library last week. H-M, the initials for playing Guess Who. Thank you for playing along with us. 412-200-5975. Linda has three guesses. Henry Moore, Harold McMillan and the correct answer. Well done, Linda. Maurice Harold McMillan, the first Earl of Stockton. Nick in New York City. Has Howard Morris. Huh. He played Ernest T. Bass on the Andy Griffith Show. I had no idea. Howard Jerome Morris. And he also played Uncle Goopy. On your show of shows with Sid Caesar on the parody they did of This Is Your Life, Uncle Goopy. I forgot that one. And Ernest T. Bass, Howard Morris, the actor. Born in the Bronx and lived to be 85 years of age. What a great guest. Russ, you just got the correct answer. He also has Horace Mann, H.L. Mencken, Harvey Milk, and I'm not sure of your last one here. That last one looks like a typo or an autocorrect issue. Henrietta Mears, guessed by Yvonne. Susan, good morning, Susan. Or is it the other Susan? This Susan is in New Wilmington, and she had a guess of Haley Mills, the actor, and movies including The Parent Trap. So, a correct answer from Russ, from Yvonne, from Linda. Make sure I acknowledge everybody that came up with it. Aline in Maine had it, so did Ty in Squirrel Hill. HM, the Guess Who initials. Chaplain Steve had it. Mike in Mount Lebanon, I almost missed your email. Mike got it. Well done, Mike. Whew, lots of guesses coming in, and I do believe I've got all of the correct answers now acknowledged. I'm going to check Facebook very, very quickly to make sure. Let's see, is it no, I've mentioned all of the answers. We were looking for Herman Melville. Herman Melville, the writer, and probably known best for Moby Dick, short story writer and poet of the Renaissance period. Moby Dick is one of his best-known works, also Billy Budd, Sailor. His reputation was not high at the time of his death, but when the centennial of his birth occurred in 1919, there was a revival of his work, and Moby Dick grew to be considered one of the great American novels. Herman Melville, our Guess Who answer today. Congratulations if you came up with him. We're going to pour out some Special K in about 10 minutes, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Nick and West Mifflin just added Herman Munster. Well done.
A very hip bird sits in his cage. He sings tweet, 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 tweet.
His neighbor the cat is a real swinger too. He goes meow. Dog is a scattin' 'cause he's in his own house.
He goes bow, wow, wow, bow, bow, wow, bow, wow, wow. The bird in his cage does a buck in the wing. He's dancing.
Hep Cat and his buddies play the minuet.
On his cheese, he goes squeak, 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 squeak.
And the dog down home's got the beat by the tail.
He's barking bow, wow, wow, bow, wow, 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 wow.
When they do this together, it's a euphonious way. Together they make a euphonious way.
Well, it was a whale and he walked on the water and he tried to be wuff and he tried to be tough. But Willie wasn't Willie Wuff, he wasn't Wuff at all, he was a Willie White Whale and he walked on the water, oh yeah. One day Willie went a-walking on the water, well he wasn't really walking, yes he was, yes he was. He went walking all the way down to Reno, Nevada, and he walked into the desert, and that's where he sat her. Then he watched, then he waited, then he wondered, then he was. Well, he was a whale and he walked on the water and he tried to be Wuff and he tried to be tough. But well, he wasn't Willie Wuff, he wasn't Wuff at all, he was a Willie White Whale and he walked on the water, oh yeah. You're a whale, not a cactus, Willie. Why you wanna waste away in Reno, Nevada, when all your underwater friends are wondering where you're at? Then swam all night to the bottom of the sea. And that's where Willie sang. Once I was a whale and I walked on the water and I tried to be rough and I tried to be tough.
Justin Roberts, Willie Was a Whale, preceded by Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, the Euphonious Whale. Congratulations again. If you knew, we were looking for Herman Melville, today's Guess Who, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
Sometimes when I'm sad and all alone, just like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. All I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. Loving you is all I ask. All I ever need is you. Winners come and they go, and they watch the melting snow. Sure as summer follows spring, all the things you do gives me a reason to build my world around you. Some men follow rainbows, I'm told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasure in your soul. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. Without love, I'll never find a way. Through the ups and downs of every day, I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, honey, all I ever need is you. Treasure in your soul. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. And without love, I'll never find a way. Through the ups and downs of every day, I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, honey, all I ever need is you. All I ever need is you.
The Likely Culprits, the name of that group. with All I Ever Need Is You. Good morning, Sean. I was reading your Facebook page earlier this morning. Our friendly neighborhood bearded fire eater called because he knew more about Samuel Mudd, who treated yellow fever, among other things, and did do some things before his name became Mud, or while his name was Mud. But Sean, thanks for sharing that with us. And it's always good to catch up and chat with you. Thank you for calling and being with us Saturday morning. Oh, wow. Just cleaning up a little bit of a guess who. It was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes that Mike had guessed, which I read as Herman Melville. So we'll give you partial credit for that one. I think we are now up to date. Bruce was surprised that he missed Herman Melville. Nobody guessed Henry. Was it Henry Miller or Herman Miller? I think it's Herman Miller. If you're lucky, when you were growing up, you could have a Herman Miller air conditioning or heating appliance in your classroom. Right. Is that Herman Miller? Or is Herman Miller the furniture company? I have to quickly Google this for my own satisfaction. Herman Miller is the furniture company. But there was also a name on registers that was HM. Maybe it was Herman Miller. I'll have to think about that. You can think about that, too. While I take a moment to thank Chad for preparing a program last week for us to broadcast as I was recovering from pneumonia and have made nearly a full recovery at this point. And thank you very much for the kind words. Number of folks wrote in. We appreciate it. Gosh, what was that? It wasn't Herman Miller. It was something else. I shall find out.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
I think it was Herman Miller, having just Googled HVAC and Herman Miller. The only reason I remember that so well is we had a teacher that would say, "Don't adjust the Herman Miller," she would refer to the ventilation system as that because it proudly wore the badge, Herman Miller. Yes, I think that was them, the more I look at it. More than just expensive chairs and desks, also HVAC. what do you say we pour out some Special K now? Every answer to the clues I'm about to give you are words or phrases or names that begin with the letter K. This is why we call the game Special K. So I'll give you some of these clues, and if you're able to come up with the answer, I hope you'll join us on the radio. You can also challenge me with a Special K of your own. For example, if I gave you U.S. State, U.S. State, Kentucky is one answer, Kansas is another. Many of these will have multiple answers. Another clue I could give you is type of bean. Type of bean. In this case, we're looking for kidney. Kidney bean. Are you ready? They're going to get a little bit harder. The clue is memento. Memento. And another word, another clue, pitching specialty. Pitching specialty. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Herman Miller Chairs, writes Chaplain Steve. Yvonne mentions Herman Munster as a guess who guess. And Mike mentions Izzy Miller. Who I believe is a guitar maker or a guitarist. So, do you know the words we're looking for? Memento is one clue, and pitching specialty is another clue. Each answer is a word that starts with the letter K. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
Play it again. Sounds stop to me, better take it out and shake it.
Oh, shake that thing!
Down in Georgia, that dance they do. Ain't nothing to it, it's easy to do. Gotta shake that thing.
Oh, shake that thing!
Oh, shake that thing!
Oh, shake that thing!
Make you yell, shake, shake that thing. Old Uncle Nettie's a general king. Spain is back, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing.
Shake that thing.
Shake that thing.
answers are coming in as we serve up some special K. And the memento is keepsake. Both Mike and Angie came up with keepsake. And the pitching specialty is knuckleball. Knuckleball. Mike came up with that. Here comes some additional special Ks. Are you ready? We're going to dip into the Yiddish dictionary a little bit. Complain. This would be a Yiddish expression for complain. And then starting point. Starting point. 412 200 5975 or 1-888 SLB Radio. Bruce is going to challenge me with some of his own. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, all in all.
Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Feeling much, much better. Oh, okay is a strikeout, writes Martha. So a pitching specialty could be a K for strikeout or a K for knuckleball.
I was going to go with knuckleball on that one.
Yeah.
The memento is a knick-knack.
Ooh, very good. I was thinking keepsake, but knick-knack works.
And the Yiddish complaint, kvetch.
Yes, kvetch.
Kvetch.
Yes.
So that's, and I have a few for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm working with about 70% of my capacity here today. So.
Okay, number one. New York climber.
New York climber.
New York climber. And I'll give you a hint. This is a double K.
New York climber. Oh. I know it. The double K. I would not have gotten it without the double K. Would that be King Kong?
It is King Kong.
Excellent.
The Mighty Kong.
King of Kong. Okay,
next, number two. I got a couple here. This is for folks who've been in Pittsburgh for a while, grew up in Pittsburgh, like in our era. Paul Shannon's Adventure Time Kitty.
Oh, that would be Kimba the White Lion was his name. Excellent.
Okay, this is another. I'm showing my age. I'm just looking at the list here. And this was Mr. Moose's friend.
Oh, now Mr. Moose. Oh, I was just going to say the answer. This would be Captain Kangaroo.
Yes, Captain Kangaroo. Excellent.
Excellent. Those are all good Ks.
You sound like you're 100%, not 70%.
I don't know. I'm working at it. I'm working at it. Here, this one. This K wrote a book with a character in it named Sal Paradise and one named Dean Moriarty.
And that would be Kerouac.
Kerouac, comma, Jack. Absolutely.
Yes. That's why I was surprised that on the Guess Who, I usually go with the literary person. I picked the wrong novelist.
Yeah.
I picked Henry Miller instead of Herman Melville.
Yes, I almost confused the two, too. Oh, here's one. This one's tough. This would be everything together, or it's kind of an expression you would use to refer to all of it.
All of it.
All of it.
Kit and caboodle.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's impressive. I would not have gotten that. At least I don't think I would have gotten it. How about this one?
I don't know.
Fun to look through. Fun to look through.
Kaleidoscope.
Ooh, very good.
This might be my game.
It might be. Do you have any more?
I do not.
Okay, I'll give you one last one. This is a word that means to put a stop to something. You do this.
Put the kibosh on it.
You know your special Ks. My goodness.
I do know my special. I had a bowl of special K for breakfast. I might have something to do with it.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, Larry. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 404-122-0005-975. Wow, a lot of calls coming in as we play. Okay, we'll give you a few more. We don't have an answer to Starting Point yet. Starting Point. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. And we'll add to that musical instrument, starting with the letter K. And Starting Point. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Why not make today a day that you call for the very first time or text us, play along with us this morning. We are live and we'd love to hear from you. Hello to Andrew. Nice to have you aboard. Thanks for playing along on Facebook. People continue to play some games from earlier this morning. Mike in Mount Lebanon came up with Kickoff for Starting Point. And he's got one musical instrument, the kazoo. There's at least two other musical instruments, starting with the letter K. Mike and Mars, for fun to look through, we were looking for a kaleidoscope. He added keyhole. Those can be fun to look through, depending on the circumstances. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Charlie just added Krispy Kreme.
Well, I got me a letter just the other day. I nearly threw the damn thing away. But the envelope said, I got something important to say. So I opened up the letter and I read the page. It said, are you tired of the same old wage? Then you might be happy to hear what I got to say. You may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. You never know until you try. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Well, I thought about that for a little while. I thought a little longer and it made me smile. You're telling me something, man, that I already knew. 'Cause you can try for fortune, you can try for fame, but the winner is the one who enjoys the game. It ain't the things that you got, it's the things that you go through. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. You might never realize you may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. And lucky, lucky you. Ah, so many people wasting their time counting sheep, trying to sleep that American sleep, wishing they could dream a little piece of that American dream. If they could only open up their eyes and see the best things in life are practically free, and the rich and the famous ain't half as happy as they seem. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. Well, I can see it in your eyes. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you.
Joel Mavis here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Did you get the other musical instrument starting with the letter K? We had kazoo. There's a couple others. Huh. Mark says if you lived in Philly or eastern Pennsylvania, you had these as a treat with the lunch you took to school. A candy cake, a tasty cake, candy cake, K-A-N-D-Y, K-A-K-E-S. Excellent. Thanks, Mark. That's not one I knew. It's funny. I was thinking about prepackaged cakes, and Nichols Bakery used to make them here in Pittsburgh, and I remember on my paper route frequently getting this Nichols Bakery cake all the time. I loved going to the United Dairy Farm, preceded by Harry's Pharmacy to get one of those. Also, the little itty-bitty pies, apple pies, raisin pies, those kinds of things were always great, too. 412-200-5975. Hi, who's this?
Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, how are you?
I'm well, and I hope you and Ricky are doing wonderful.
We're doing extremely well. Everything seems to be okay. I'm recovering from pneumonia, of all things.
Oh, goodness.
But,
oh, Larry.
You know, it's making me feel better.
Did you have the walking pneumonia or the kind where you have to take tons of antibiotics?
I did have to take many antibiotics. Well, two different antibiotics that were big pills, but the doctors did a good job. But I did. I mostly had to just sleep and rest a lot. But I feel better. You know, I feel a little bit
wonderful.
Recalibrated. So, do you have musical instruments to add, or what did you?
Yes, I came up with kalimba and kettle drum.
Excellent. Mary Jean also had kettle drum and kalimba.
Oh.
And there's another keyboard type instrument. I think the name is German. It's KL.
Oh, goodness.
I may be wrong about German.
Clavichord? My clavichord?
Yes.
Is that a K?
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
I was thinking of clavichord or clavier, C-L-A-V-I-E-R. I think I'm it is German. My goodness, look at me. I should have quit.
You know, there is a fantastic place you should visit, Franklin, PA. It's called Gabensi Music Something. They have the largest collection of organ, keyboards, and nostalgia, music, movie stars. It's the wildest place, and it's great. Defense, capital D-E, capital B-E-N-C-E.
And this is in Franklin.
PA. And I went there just to go to that, and it's quite impressive. They have three floors, gigantic.
I will look for that.
You and Ricky will love that experience.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Thanks so much for checking in.
Too.
Take care.
I miss you guys.
You too.
That's
bye-bye. That's Barb calling, and I think we answered all of our puzzles. I'm checking. I think I gave type of fuel, and I didn't answer that one. We were looking for kerosene. Kerosene. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUZ FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Is music from